This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Let me introduce the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Stephen Sensky. Mr. Secretary, welcome. Good morning. Thanks for being on the show today.
Great to be here. Thank you
here,
so
have
much.
Have a seat, sir. My name is Rich Zioli. I'm the Morning Drive host in Philadelphia. Did I say your last name right, Sensky?
That is correct.
Beautiful. I nailed it. Great. So you are the Deputy Secretary. You were sworn in on October 11th, 2017, unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate. You served for the past 21 years as CEO of the American Soybean Association. So you got a lot. And of course, you worked on the Hill. You worked in the White House for Presidents Reagan and Bush. You got a lot to talk about, so welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be here and great to be talking about what we're doing.
Now, soybeans come under a lot of fire because some people say if men eat too many of them, the estrogen levels rise. Is there any truth to that? I've always wondered that.
There is not.
There's not. Okay,
there is
right.
not. Yeah, they're actually great for your heart, great for your heart health, and actually great for prostate health as well.
Well, that's good to know because my wife eats edamame all the time, and I'm always a little bit reluctant to jump in there, but so that's good to know. It's health benefits.
That's right. That's right.
And under the USMCA, soybean farmers are going to benefit greatly, right?
They sure are. The USMCA is just a great agreement. It really locks in all of the great gains that we've had before previously under the NAFTA, but then very importantly makes a number of improvements not only that accrue to manufacturing, but also to agriculture. In agriculture, we're going to be cracking open some new market access in Canada for dairy and wheat, poultry and other mm-hmm. products. We're going to be updating the agreement so it has some provisions that really benefit new products of biotechnology and new technologies so that we can be much more innovative in agriculture. And so it really is a great agreement.
Well, you're singing the music of a lot of people in Pennsylvania, dairy farmers in particular. And I didn't know this restriction that Canada has on milk exports from the United States of America, but this will do away with that, which is good.
That is one of the really big wins for U.S. agriculture under this agreement. Canada has had a very discriminatory, what they call their Class 6 and Class 7 pricing policies, and it has done two things. One, it has locked out our exports going into Canada, and number two, it really had the effect of subsidizing Canada's own exports into the international marketplace. And Canada, by driving prices high and then subsidizing those exports, really took away markets from U.S. dairy farmers, not only in Canada, but in other markets around the world. And so under the USMCA, Canada has agreed to eliminate that pricing policy. They've agreed not to substitute anything in its place that would have a similar effect. And so it is a great, great win for U.S. dairy farmers.
We've heard a lot about China, the trade war, and how farmers in the United States are hurting because of that. Will this offset a lot of that, you think, in terms of the improvements with the agricultural exports under this bill?
Yeah, certainly it will help maintain, and it makes sure that we're going to be gaining some exports to both Canada and Mexico as we go forward. Of course, that doesn't erase the need for us, as we hoped that China will we'll be able to finalize this phase one agreement with China that really addresses a lot of their discriminatory policies mm-hmm. that have impeded market access barriers, that have impeded our exports to China, but also their theft of intellectual property, their forced licensing that companies have to do if they want to do business in China, where they're forced to take on a Chinese joint venture partner, and then that partner quickly steals their technology and puts them out of business. And we really are... They have been pushing, the president's been pushing, as you know, the U.S. Trade Representative to address those policies and then also to have some very robust agriculture purchases by China, as well as address some of their longstanding access barriers that have kept U.S. products out of the Chinese market.
Joining me right now is the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Stephen Sensky. He is, we're talking about the USMCA, obviously we're live at the White House today. By the way, you grew up as a farmer, which I think is amazing. And you grew up on a soybean, corn, and diversified livestock farm near Jackson, Minnesota. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really helps, I think, give perspective. And it's really been a great honor for me to serve President Trump and to serve as the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. As a farm boy growing up that grew up, and then I've spent my whole life working on behalf of farmers and ranchers, to serve as the number two person at the Department of Agriculture has really been quite an honor to make a difference, and to make a difference to improve, to remove market access barriers, to really negotiate for fair terms, to promote agriculture, to make sure that we have the right policies that promote innovation, mm-hmm. so that we can, you know, remove the obstacles that are facing U.S. farmers and ranchers. It is great, and it really has been an honor.
I mean, it's obvious the president really cares about workers. Farmers vote. They vote in Pennsylvania, that's for sure. And Pennsylvania is key to the victory in 2020. I also think, too, there's, you know, people think about the family farmers, and family farmers have struggled, obviously, in the past, too. But they benefit from this as well.
They certainly do, and the policies that the president has been pursuing, that we're pursuing, benefit farmers of all sizes, and whether you're small, medium, or large. But he also has been very much really addressing the long-standing market access barriers. China, as you know, hasn't been playing by the rules for a long time. He's the first president to take on China and really want to address these market access barriers that have been affecting not only U.S. workers, but also U.S. farmers.
Well, listen, Mr. Secretary, it's an honor to talk to you today, and I appreciate you stopping by. Good luck. I know this is going to be a big push this week, so best of luck. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Sensky, thank you so much for
Great,
coming by.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.